Jakarta's already crippling traffic jams are getting worse, with a growing population of nearly 30 million, more than 100,000 additional vehicles crowd onto the road every day. Commuters like Mira Arias are frustrated.
If I travel for what should take minutes, if there's a traffic jam going to work, it would take around 2 hours.
But now work is underway on a huge mass transit train system that could help ease congestion. Construction was delayed for 5 years as officials worked to persuade landowners and businesses to make short-term sacrifices to prevent further gridlock. Dono Bustami, president of MRT Jakarta, the city-owned company in charge of construction, says it is the city's only option.
If nothing in it for me, then what should I do it, right? That kind of mindset that we have to change, right? This is not a decision that should we do it, or, you know, it's not a choice.
Phase one of this project is a 16-kilometer line running south to north with 13 stations, some underground, some elevated. The city secured a $1.5 billion loan from Japan for this part of the project. It is scheduled to be completed by 2018. Phase two, running further north, will cost another $1.5 billion, and an 87-kilometer line running east to west is being studied. While construction efforts are further disrupting traffic, many residents like Nikin Budiasuti are more optimistic about the city's future.
I believe in my government. I believe they used the tax to make the residents live a better life in Jakarta. So, yeah, I believe in that.
Sofian Wanandi, an advisor to Indonesia's Vice President Yusuf Kalla, hopes the major infrastructure project can be a catalyst for other development and modernization efforts.
Once you do some good and big projects like also India, when they open the airport, the confidence is coming back. And we have to see that this is that the government has to speed it up, all things, and also the mentalities of our bureaucracy has to be changed too.
While in the short term Jakarta residents are stuck in traffic, this mass transit project could put the city on the road to a more sustainable future. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.